Hey, JF, if you don't like Avatar, you ever thought about just shutting the fuck up about it? It's always an option. Also, you did see it in the wrong theater. I know that that's, like, stupid and weird, but, like, you just saw it in the wrong theater. So, go back. Love the show. Thank you.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS, where I will not be talking about the film Avatar today at all.
What? Why not?
I won't be mentioning the film because people can't handle the truth, Mike. This is the way it is, right? People can't handle what I have to say, and I don't want to talk about it, but it's sometimes you grab a, what is it? You grab a hot wire. You grab a hot wire. Is that what the phrase is?
I think that's the phrase. Sometimes you grab a hot wire as the phrase popularized by Thomas Paine, I believe, from back in the day.
You can't say a guy from history is from back in the day.
He's from back in the day,
I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's fair to say.
Thomas Paine.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see. Oh, looks like, 1737. Was that back in the day? Does anybody know if that was back in the day?
Back in the day, it was like 94. I don't think really. we could use more Thomas Paine. If I'm not mistaken, Mike, Thomas Paine was the author of Common Sense. We really could. No wonder we had him killed. I assume. Well, I assume it was the Clintons. We can't have that in today's society.
He's telling the truth. Get him.
Yep. Yep. Well,
it's true then as it is. As true today. As it was back in the day.
this is the truth. We don't have common sense anymore. And honestly, if you say you're for common sense, you come out, you say, I'm pro common sense. Okay. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm not blue. I'm not red. Yeah. I'm just common sense. Okay.
I don't care if you're blue, red, black, white, yellow.
Yes, absolutely. Any polka dot.
I don't give a dang if you're purple.
And who has said that most recently, and we've put him up on the cross as well.
I didn't know that you saw that. You know? I was thinking it in my head. The YouTuber guy that we watch. Let's just leave it at that.
He says,
I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, purple, whatever. We're all shit. Interesting perspective on it. Oh, we're all shit. Wow.
You know, and of course we had to cancel him as well. And this is what's happening. This is what's happening across the board. It doesn't matter if you're the lowest of the low scumbags in society. Okay. Or you could be absolutely the top, the cream of the crop, richest, most smartest, most genius man in the world. You come out and say, I'm actually pro common sense. And what happens? You get these trolls,
the pitchforks.
You get these trolls in your mentions and they come out and they say, oh, Mr. pulling on your Superman's cape a little bit. And they say something like, you don't do shit. There are whole teams of people whose job it is to keep you from doing anything at all because of how badly you will fuck it up. This is because you are extremely stupid. Meanwhile, you're working overtime at the smart factory.
You're doing a computer job,
you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's like people don't appreciate the fact that you literally work all day and then you go home and you play Work Simulator. You know what I mean?
I fucking love when he's like, somebody asks him something. He's like, yeah, I don't know, man. I run like 6 companies. Meanwhile, he's like, cat turds, like, dude, I'm getting like only 50 likes on my post today. And he's like, I am looking into that right now. I have a team of people on it.
We're inviting you to the office to harass all of the engineers who still work here. God
nasty.
Damn. Another fucking world.
You got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you stepped in it. You opened your big mouth, and people put you in your place. Rent-free. It's very strange that you have paid for the blue tick. Why did you pay for it, by the way?
This is what I don't understand, is if I hate Elon Musk so much, why did I pay for the blue tick? I don't get it. If I don't like Avatar so much, why did I pay to go see the blue guys in theaters? What is wrong with me? Why am I doing... What's going on?
What is going on? What is wrong with me?
I just have one question for all the Elon Musk stands out there, okay? Right, there's one question. why am I so stupid? And why do I keep fucking this up? And what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And can you help me? I need your help.
Elon Musk is living rent free in your head.
I know. And that's the last guy who shouldn't be paying rent, considering his a massive amount of income that he makes. He can afford to pay rent, and I'm letting him get off scot-free? That's ridiculous. It's a handout.
I fucking love, not just one.
Yeah. Okay?
It'd be funny if it was like one or two guys.
Yeah.
Seem to be three, four, maybe five guys. Hey, great hamburgers. who did the tweet at you.
Mm-hmm.
And they like misspelled something or like did something so fucked up because they're so excited. They're shaking or something. I don't know what they're doing. They're fucking, then they fucking misspell something. And I saw you and Stefan. Oh, look at me. Blue check mark talking all big. Let's see you accomplish 1% of what Elon's don't by not doing shit, which is exactly what you are. Let's see you accomplish 1% of what Elon's don't.
Yeah.
By not doing shit, which is exactly what you are. And yeah. Stefan replied, what Elons don't.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the guy or if it was the other guy who got into it. And he was like, hey, listen, you know, I made a typo just like you did. But what he didn't realize is that Stefan had copy and pasted the guy's original typo. He didn't even know he made it. Like he's dead. So, he didn't even know it.
In such a fucking hurry, dude. So excited.
Oh, God. I did get a reply here from LilQC_1 after I made fun of Elon Musk and said, your wife and I had an affair recently, and it's A-N, not and. And also, just say I fucked your wife. What are you, stupid? Yeah. Your wife and I had an affair recently. She felt really bad about it, and she wanted to apologize. Why are you doing this? Why are you talking like this?
Yeah, one of the richest men on the planet is definitely a stupid person, for real.
God.
Okay, name is fitting. Hamburger for brains.
I got
hamburger for brains, dude.
I went back years ago to see if I could find when someone called me the animal from hell.
Yeah.
That person's account has either been deleted or, you know, they killed themselves or whatever. I don't know what it is, but it's not available. I can't see it anymore. But just the very tepid, I guess this is like an old person thing for the most part, or it's like something that's lost in translation, because if there's one thing Elon Musk has, it's millions of fans from other countries who are really vocal about his defense. And so sometimes when they say stuff like, your wife and I had an affair recently, you kind of go like, oh, okay, like you're trying, like I'm not even mad, like you're trying to do something, you just can't. Yeah. We need to bring you over here if you're going to insult me to my face, so you can like get steeped in the culture of like how to insult the guy that in a way that really makes him upset, you know. But then you look at him and
kind
like,
I have to admire it though, because it's kind of cute.
Well, I wouldn't know how to insult them.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't know what to say to them to their stuff either. So it's like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, this is what makes Twitter so valuable. This is what makes it worth $44 billion, is because you can have people from all walks of life connecting and saying that they fucked each other's wives, you know?
All for $8 a month.
$8 laughing face.
I'd say a minuscule price to pay for the freedom of saying, why are you mad? Laughing emoji.
Yeah, it's worth it because your 9 followers looking at your blue check mark to make sure you really are the cool data guy or whatever. You got to make sure that no one's confusing you with anybody else. This is pretty good here. This is let's see. So when I told him he didn't do shit, I got a reply from somebody, Mr. Depth 1. Let's see. Does he have a check mark? No, he doesn't have a check mark. Okay. Says cough.
Can't afford it, huh? Laugh emoji.
These broke $8. He said, he says, cough, you forgot how to mention that he worked for his position to do nothing. Bro's mad that he actually shows up to work, appreciates his employers, takes calls, and helps build models, then goes home. Guy. You're obviously the employer.
Takes calls.
What? That's awesome. You're right, he does nothing, but.
That rocks.
What does this mean? What does this mean? This is from Ravi Sepeda, says, I can smell a shorty burnt.
Don't know.
Am I a shorty burnt?
Am I a shorty burnt? Buzz off, Hamburglar. From M. Danglers.
Oh, boy. Oh, I think the best one probably was the guy. Well, I did end up getting blocked, so I can go on a social media show about being blocked if I ever get invited again, which I probably never will. I can go on there and say that the guy said that I was being awfully quiet after I told him I did not pay $8 for the thing. He then blocked me.
Yeah.
I did like the one from @sick_of_censors, whose display name is Problematic. It says, called your number there. Creepy guy picked up and said NAMBLA North America. This guy called NAMBLA.
This guy. How would you call that? He didn't actually call, by the way.
He's like, no, you're NAMBLA, and I called you, and I called... He just keeps...
You called yourself? Yeah. Doing that to somebody is so fucking funny, man. Wasting their time like that is so fucking funny.
It's really good.
It rocks.
We wasted so much of his time, he forgot to run out and get his medicine by the end of the day, and the pharmacy was closed. He had to wait until the next day to go get it. Ah, boy. But that's the kind of fun you can have on the old computer over there.
3 minutes ago. 3 minutes ago. Elon lives rent-free in your head from Tommy. 25_F1.
Now, what kind of stuff is Tommy into?
Oh, his bio. 2006 Time Person of the Year. I'm laughing. You got my ass laughing.
I remember that shit. That was crazy. You open up the thing as a mirror. Oh, my God. That is too funny. Tommy, you are the man. You are the man, Tommy, for not scanning the 300 replies that already said the exact same thing that you did 24 hours ago. Oh boy, what do I know? I got a hamburger for brains. I don't know, I'm just some dumb guy. I don't know. Okay, Hamburglar, you must be the Hamburglar from all this. You're stupid.
Dumb.
Oh boy, well, there's all kinds of guys out there, you know.
It's fun. You got, it's fun to mess with those guys.
You got normal guys like us. You got what? You got some, I don't know, you got some other guys? You got what? You
basically got normal guys like us and then the freaks.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And I'm so glad we're over here looking over there, right? Because if it's we was the freaks.
Two kinds of people in this world. The normals.
You have, speaking of being normal, I feel like you've increased my normie ratio, Mike. You've been begging for months. You said, please be normal, please be normal, please play Fortnite with me, please play Fortnite with me. It was getting kind of pathetic at a certain point. And I felt bad for you.
If you play Fortnite, the game is anything but normal, JF. You have at one time you could be having a shootout with Master Chief, and the next...
That's normal,
minute,
I think.
And the next minute you could be... I guess that is normal.
That one's normal.
Yep. One minute you're fighting Rick and Morty.
Yes.
And the next minute you are fighting Master Chief. Fuck.
I mean, he has like laser guns and stuff in the show. Anyway, the point is you could shoot laser guns at basically any cartoon character you can think of in the game. And I always thought this is for normies. This is for babies, you know. I need something a little more. Well, I need more gore. I need something a little more intense. And Finally, you got me on the bandwagon, and it really has set off an infection among our friend group in a way that I didn't think was possible. You got everybody on it.
Everybody's into the Fortnite now. I told you guys, you know. And you guys used to look. You guys used to beat the shit out of me about it. I used to say, let's play, you know, a game together, have fun, and
right?
The spit in my face.
Yeah, I used to spit in your mouth, and I would say, I hope you like that, pig boy. You're a little pig.
You're my toilet. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we would all crowd around you and do this, and we'd all be in a circle, and you'd be in the middle of the circle, and all kinds of stuff would be hitting you on the face and on your chest.
Mostly nut.
And, yeah, this is what you get for telling us to play Fortnite, you know. And give me $50. We fin dommed you as well. Look, we got into fin domming.
These are my friends. Hey. my crazy friends.
Sometimes it would be easier just to sit down and play a board game of Parcheesi with you. But instead, you wanted to play Fortnite, and then out came the nuts. You know, out came all of
out
the nuts.
Out comes everybody's cocks and nuts.
I got to be honest, for a while, I feel like we maybe didn't even know what Fortnite was. I feel like maybe for a while we were saying Fortnite, and it was, you know, it was something else to us altogether, almost like it was code, you know, something we could tell the wives. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Well, we're going over to Mike's
Fortnite
and playing Fortnite
with the guys. I come home drenched. Absolutely dripping.
How was Fortnite, babe?
You have fun? Yeah, I think I had fun. I'm gonna hit the shower.
Oh boy. Yeah. My wife saying, hey, how was Fortnite last night? And I'm like, don't touch me. Don't leave me alone.
thinking about me while you're doing stuff around the house. Eventually comes to a head where you guys get a divorce.
And it was all because of these damn video games. Fuck.
It's a fun game.
It is fun. It is really fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You gave me the Mr. Beast costume. I'm loving it. You gave me the Rick and Morty. I'm on Rick. I don't use Rick and Morty anymore. Okay.
Retired that skin.
It means something different now than it used to.
Dragged it to the bottom of my
inventory. I'm not using that. It's been corrupt. Well, it's been corrupted, right? That's the thing about it. It's been corrupted. It used to be this is fun. This is fun and we're having a good time, right? And now it's like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say
it's going there.
Look, I don't want to say that using Rick and Morty and Fortnite is like the modern day swastika. I don't want to say that because it's not, of course.
But it basically is.
But in some ways. Nah. But I do like it a lot. It's and I was actually, and this is what's crazy. You actually had my ass, and this is your fault. This is why you're fucking me up. You're fucking up my life. I was up till 2:30 in the morning last night playing this damn game.
Trying to get those dubs.
I'm trying to get the dubs, Mike. I'm trying to get the dubs.
Did you get any?
Yeah, we got our friends Tom and Demi joined me. We played, and even with the Australia to U.S. lag, we still managed to get a trio.
Tom and Demi are playing, Hal's playing, producer Dan's playing, you and Steph are playing.
It's crazy. Dan, what's your experience been like playing Fortnite? You're back into it for good. You're all in.
Yeah, it kicks ass.
When you get into something, Dan, you really get into something, though. Like, do you feel like you're in danger of it becoming like a 14-hour-a-day thing?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started playing it, it was a 14-hour-a-day thing or whatever. Like years ago. Now I'm just playing it casually now, though. And just to clarify for my girlfriend, who is probably listening to this, when I say I'm playing Fortnite, I'm really playing Fortnite.
Wink!
Loud and clear, Dan. It's a really good time. I don't know. I think it was funny. Last night I was thinking about when I was playing it. It's like, you know, I used to think one of the things about this that was stupid is how everything is like really like cell shaded, like cartoony,
yeah,
looking. And I was like, oh, this is not the realism I demand from my, you know, first person or third person shooter game, whatever. And then I thought last night about like going back into Call of Duty, and now having heard Tom especially doing the fake Call of Duty guy voice over the walkie-talkie. I don't think I could go back to that. Like, your Humvee explodes and the guys are like running out on fire, screaming and yelling and shit like that.
Enemy combatant spotted. Terrorists win.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't think I could fucking go back to that after.
Yeah, it's too real, dude.
Plus,
Fortnite's going to get Peter Griffin and it's going to pop off.
Look. If that happens, I know you've shown me this. You've shown me basically the Fortnite source code where Peter Griffin is. Mm-hmm. And we got into the Fortnite mainframe and we saw that Peter Griffin.
So check this out, gang.
Yeah.
Peter Griffin is in the code. There's a character called French Fry. And everybody thinks that is Peter Griffin. I've seen some mock-ups, some fan mock-ups. They look great. I can't wait until Peter Griffin comes to Fortnite. I'm starting a petition to get that moving a little bit faster because
thank you. Well,
I want to see the whole squad of Peters.
I'm a family, and that actually happens in one of the episodes of Family Guy as well. If you remember, it's one of the It's kind of like their Treehouse of Horror where they do the fan mail, but it's not really fan mail. It's just a joke. It's funny. You don't even know. It's like, is this real? Is it not real? But Peter, he like touches, like whoever he touches turns into a Peter Griffin, turns into a Peter Griffin.
Oh, wow.
Or it's crazy. Like, or a Robin Williams or what, I forget. It was a long time ago, but it was really funny. But there ends up being a lot of Peter Griffins. And so they could do that in the game. What else could they do in the game? They could do, I have a few pitches on it.
Yeah.
I'm bringing it up basically because I want to pitch on it. So, you know, what is the glider? Is it called a glider when you go down off
yes.
the... So, yeah. For the glider, I think you should come down in the Petercopter.
Petercopter glider, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think for one of the... Is it a celebration or, like, what's the thing where you do the dance or whatever?
His dance, yeah.
I think there should be the one where it falls down on the ground and he holds his knee and he goes...
Oh, yeah. Ah. That would be classic.
That would be so funny to do to some guy after you kill him. You go... Ah,
you know, it would be funny as fuck.
What
Bring
are some
Peter Griffin to Fortnite gang?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
What about the spray paint? What do you call the spray paint stuff?
Does he have spray paint?
Well, he doesn't have spray paint in the show.
In the show?
But
is
in
he
the
a
game,
graffiti artist.
In the
I've
game,
never seen
you have
show.
There was one where I think it was Brian was a graffiti artist. So maybe Brian could show up and paint something.
Banksy.
On... Anyway, I can't wait.
It's going to be crazy.
That's going to be big for me, and it will probably ruin my life. Here we go. Back to Fortnite. Sorry, babe. It's going to be a long night. Don't wait up for me.
Oh, you men.
Hey, leave a wet towel out by the garage so when I come in, I can... Anyway, so that's what's been going on in our lives. Hopefully you guys have had some crazy
god, hopefully your fucking lives are better than what the fuck we've god yeah, we hope so.
Oh god, we let's do an update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. Now, this is a crazy-ass update. You thought the first part of the show was crazy? Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty crazy.
It was pretty crazy. Well, we're just about to crank up the craziness here with the update on the old Kickstarter. This was Coin Drift. What was that?
A car. Like a car. Like a drifting car. Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I didn't... Yeah.
Damn, and we had like a proper one in there later.
Dan will be doing that.
Yep, I sure will be.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Feels like when he says, I sure will be, that he won't.
I think
feels like an acknowledgement that he won't do it.
The way to get Dan to do it is he has to look up and nod and then do thumbs up. That means he is doing it. But saying he's doing it means he won't do it. It's so confusing. Mm.
Is that how it works?
Okay, so if he doesn't know, actually I'm sort of questioning what I know about it as well. The Coin Drift, this was an incredible experience to drop and pick up coins from episode 187 entitled apparently Be Creamy. This was from February of 2021. This is how fucked up I am.
What if we went back and renamed all the episodes? Wouldn't that be fun to rename them to some stuff or just take the names off? Who even needs names anymore?
Yeah. Well,
it's episode 288.
Yeah.
Untitled.
I think people will like to know what they're getting into when they read the title of an episode. Because some people look at the title of the episode, they go, that's a skip. You know?
So, I'll just avoid naming it stuff that they would skip.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to listen to Be Creamy. I'm out. I looked at this. I saw episode 187, February. I was like, that doesn't feel like a year ago. February 2021? That was a year ago? We were on 187? That doesn't make sense. Mike, come to find out it's 2023 already.
Oh my God.
Another year has
Where's
disappeared
the time go?
Like sand through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives, folks. It had $15,721 way back then. It ended with $32,493. This was a project that I don't think I really remembered because it is not memorable in any way. It is a thing... calls to mind for me the things at the mall that you would drop the coins in. I don't know. Did you ever have those?
Oh yeah. the big things that were for some unspecified charity or something, or maybe firefighters or
correct
kids who
are firefighting suck. Kids. Sometimes there would be some lame kids who knew how to do firefighting, and they would put the little hose.
Kids who suck. Yeah, but yeah, when you were a kid, you had like a, what do you, you went to the mall, you know, to walk around, and our mall had one escalator in the place, and all the kids would go there to ride the escalator. It was in the perfume section of the mall, so all the old perfume ladies were giving us the stink eye.
Yes, literally.
You can't do that. You have no business upstairs on the furniture floor. Yeah. Yeah, I have some business. I'm buying a coffee table. I'm 16 years old. I need a coffee table. What's it to you?
Yeah.
You stink too.
That's we all got our coffee tables at the mall. That's what we did. I mean, it sounds weird to people now, but yeah, you would go to Dillard's and buy a coffee table. Of course. By the way, Dillard's was like the most awesome store ever. If you're 16, by the way, if you don't remember.
Walking back past her and giving her the stink eye as I'm carrying an armoire on my, on my back out of the store.
I think the coin spinning things were replacements for water fountains, because
yeah,
when I was growing up as a kid, we did have a water fountain in the mall, which is so weird, but we did, and it had like the big ugly tile mm-hmm. on it, and all the pennies were in there, and you go, this is something idiots do. This is morons.
Have fish in it? I feel like mine had fish in it when I was a kid, but I can't be 100% about that. And all I can think about is, you know, assholes like whipping a fucking quarter at like a fish's head or something like that. So I guess they wouldn't do that, huh?
You're and thinking plus of the something
fish that, could eat it. What, so probably not a good idea to put fish
what you're
in
doing right now
pot.
Is thinking of something you would have done if it was like that.
No, I would not have.
You would have. Yes, you would have. You would have tried to hit the fish with the coin.
Probably.
And you would have missed too, because you had no aim. This, I think eventually they replaced it with a thing. It's like you put the coin into the top and then it spins around.
Yeah.
And that was fun and a big waste of money, like everything else at the fucking mall.
You'd go to the mall and you'd be like fucking 15 years old. And you have like $5, a dollar, a quarter in your pocket.
Right.
So you drop the quarter in there and then you wait till it got to the bottom and then you'd stop it with your hand.
Oh.
And you just do that for hours over and over again.
They had no idea what they were doing. They didn't see me coming when I, when I walked into that mall with my quarter. Oh boy. That's like the old thing, the old cartoon thing where you have the quarter on the string and then you put it in the phone and then you yank it back out again, which how the fuck was that supposed to work? That never worked, did it? That was fake.
I never did it, but
how could you even tie a string around a quarter in the first place? That would be the most insane thing I've ever seen. How do you fucking get the string to stay?
Super glue it, maybe.
That's ridiculous.
I remember a time in my life where I was trying to learn how to hack like a vending machine. So you press, you have like the buttons on it, you know, and there's like a button sequence that you press to go into like a debug menu that would pop up on like the Matrix like display screen or whatever. So you would go like 32114 or something like that. I forget what the code was. And you could see like on the display, it would tell you like the price for like the soda and like
right.
some other information about it. And I always wanted to learn how to like edit the price to make like a soda free and stuff like that. I spent probably 2 years of my life researching how to do it.
Look,
I love stealing. I love getting shit for free. So that was really cool for me to learn.
It's I don't want to sound like I'm endorsing the nasty right wing memes that are like, hey, what did this person carve this marble statue when they were 23? What did you do? But it would be funny.
You got it. Yeah, I know.
But it would be funny to see side by side the marble statue and then you in front of a vending machine that says Diet Coke, $0.
And I'm smiling.
Oh, fuck. I,
or a laminated dollar bill that I had tried a 100-pound test fishing line to and putting it in and pulling it back out slowly.
Ah, finally, all the Hawaiian punch I want now. Anyway, the coin drift, I guess, was an attempt to recapture that same magic of dropping a coin in a thing and then watching nothing happen. This was the video of it here. Oh my god, this is so dumb. So you can watch the coins go down, and then at the bottom, it's like a circular staircase, right? It's like a circular staircase.
Yeah.
And it, and then at the bottom of the circular staircase, it has the holes that are specific to the coins that you pre-select that you want when you order the coin drift, right? So that's one of the problems that comes up in the comments. But anyways, this was just a way to sort coins, and then you stack it all up in this long. See how tall it gets because of all the coins it ends up storing? And then the different like cutaway levels of it. Sorry, I got Peter Griffin on the brain, cutaways. This reminds me of the time I was storing all my coins on my desk, Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Stewie Griffin.
Stewie. Hey, Lois, why don't you get me a beer?
Oh, Pete.
You fuck.
One of the main draws of this is that you can see here how much trouble they're having with picking up the coin out of the coin, the normal coin cup. Whereas with the coin drift, all of the coins are stored in the same denomination, and then it's so smooth, you can easily grab all 9 of your quarters when you go out of the house for the day.
Yeah, guy on the left, you can tell he's having some trouble grabbing those coins.
Oh, I just want the quarters, but there's so many pennies in here. Oh, golly, this is really going to... Well, this is going to set me back. I'm going to be late for work. And yeah, so it does United States, the EU, Canada, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, Korea. It's got all the different coins for all the different places. So you think, hey, this is a great little desktop tool here. I mean, look how stupid this is. And it goes down the fucking slide. And you have to like unfold your hand in just the right way so that you can't just dump it, right? Because it doesn't sort like that. You have to like let it slide out of your hand.
Yeah.
In order to go down the slide. And then it doesn't, I would say, honestly, does not hold that many coins. And not that I have a lot of coins, I really don't. But if I did have coins, I'd have more than like 20 coins. Because it's not, you don't accumulate it from pocket change, right? No one has pocket change anymore because you don't spend cash. Like you're not, I mean, at least not around here. I'm not like going to the parking meter and paying. I mean, aren't those all just like credit card and shit now anyways?
Yeah, what are you doing with your loose change besides watching it?
Oh boy, I'm obsessed with it. I have it on while I'm playing Fortnite. We talk about no building. I don't have the coins really anymore. If I get any of them, I put them in, I have a very small mug that I put coins in, and it also holds like one pen and some gift cards with like $13.54 on them still. And then like a dollar bill in case I need a $1 bill ever. But then I just don't, they just sit there. I don't get any new ones. You know what I mean? I just don't.
I just whip them at cars and stuff when I'm driving down the road.
You do.
I can't stand to have it. I can't stand to have that crap in my, anywhere near me.
Well, I know you don't carry cash. I know that you don't carry cash. It was a serious problem for a while. I'm over it now, but anyways, this is a way to collect your small coins stress-free. Then you take them out and you put them in a burlap sack for whatever reason. I don't know what the point. I'm not really sure what the object of this was.
Weird.
But you head over to the comments and see if people got their stuff. Well, Ray says, received the product. Indeed, the package is terrible, dirty, and cracked inside. Dusty, each level of the coin drift does not fit enough. And it's loose. The slide surface is not smooth enough. It cannot separate the coins, the Hong Kong dollar, into a dollar or a cent. The inner surface has lots of metal powder, and the coin is always stuck inside the slide. So you got a few problems with the slide mechanism as well as the sorting mechanism. Also, it looks bad. So that's...
This is my impression of Peter Griffin. Lawrence, you're going to buy me a beer. And Lois going, oh, Peter, shut the fuck up, you son of a bitch, you fat ass. Whoa, Lois, I don't mind a fuck up.
Stewie Griffin!
Talking about the coin drift here a little bit, Mike, it says from Brian.
Brian, I'm the dog.
Yeah.
He says, no, Peter, I don't like that too much.
The dog on there.
Oh, I didn't know you were such a big fan. Brian might have a workaround. He says, the only way I can get the €1 coin to drop correctly is to not drop it lightly into the coin drift, but to push it in with some force. That way, there is enough inertia for the coin to slip past all the coin holes and exit into the lower tray. Also, it would be a bit of a pain to have to single out these particular coins if you have a handful of change to ensure they will deposit correctly. So my choice is to drop all coins in with a strong force. So if any €1 coins are present, they should drop in the correct hole. Note, I am dropping the coins in one or two at a time. Not ideal, but it seems to work so far. I can see in previous posts that it's best to use the coin drift for 7+ days for it to, quote, settle in. However, in my opinion, I don't see that making any difference. I don't think the surface will get so smooth after such a short period as to make the €1 coin slide fast enough so they don't get stuck. I will continue to test this for the next few days, weeks, and report back how I get on. I assume the same workaround can be applied to those using other currencies that might experience the same problem. So,
you know, it's not just me, you know, next to the fucking sculpture of it's fucking guys trying to figure out their coin system. Maybe I should wait 7 days to get some grooves going in it or something like that. What are you talking about?
I'm spending a full week throwing coins as hard as I can into the coin holder so that hopefully at some point
they surrounded end up by your correctly. Loved ones. Your light fading from your eyes. You're thinking about how much time you spent with the coin sorter.
Brian says, hey, back again. I think I might have helped to solve this problem. Rub some Teflon grease on the inside of the unit with your finger, especially stupid. Around the cutouts. No, you have to grease up your coin. Are you not greasing up your coins?
Greasing your coin slot.
He says, I just tried 200 times and only 4 coins got stuck. That's about a 2% coin stuck rate. This is a significant improvement of how it previously performed. And he does link to the large tub of Teflon grease that you can use to grease up your coin holder. So that is one thing you can do there. Also, now Thomas says this service is embarrassing. First, it took forever until the grease was sent. So now, you know what, in all fairness to the coin drift people, it looks like they have sent some of their users some grease.
okay.
So Thomas says, first it took forever until the grease was sent. Now I have to pay taxes for the grease because Zenlet has failed to declare the grease correctly. Dude. And Customs and FedEx now demand additional fees in taxes. There's no response to my emails. So,
from whom do I get the money back for the taxes and fees, bro? Shut the fuck up.
I can see where he's coming from. Come on, man. He gets this thing to organize his coins. The next thing he knows, he's paying grease taxes. It's not fair. It's probably using up all the coins to pay for the grease taxes. Now he doesn't need the coin drift anymore. You know? Anyway, that was the update on the old Kickstarter. The coin drift. You guys are going to have to figure something else out to put your coins in. Just like me, I use a cup.
Yeah, an old sock.
Yeah. Hell, I've been buying Dogecoin with it. That's one good way to get rid of your. I'm rounding up for Dogecoin.
That is smart.
Yep.
Put your money into some altcoins, gang. Doesn't matter which one it is. Just put some money in there. Let it work for you.
I would say the shadier it seems, the better, because that's how you get better returns on your coin investment. That was the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. We've got 6 more, if you can fucking believe it. Coming your way, but first we gotta take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS right after this. This week's episode of YKS sponsored by NordVPN. Now, NordVPN is probably, if you ask me, one of the most absolute, the top. What do I want to say here? Probably
the
best
of this ad. They are the best
for the number one VPN service. I don't even think I could name another VPN if you tied me up to a chair and said,
do it because it's against the rules of the ad read here. So
first of all, if you tie me up to a chair, we're about to get into something I don't think you got time for. All right, that's the first thing. So don't even be asking me about VPNs because we're about to go down a different road altogether, pal. But when it comes to VPNs, I always choose Nord. And here's why. I'm a gamer. You know this about me, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Big time. You're always in there.
Did you know me before in my before I was a gamer? Did you know me?
Feels like a different lifetime. Feels like a lifetime ago.
I don't even recognize my. I look back at my old pictures and I look. There's not a video game controller in my hand.
I'm sitting here thinking of when you were trying to play Tetris and couldn't figure it out.
Whatever.
You're having a rough time. There's video evidence of it. You couldn't figure it out.
Look, some of these games are they're more difficult. You know, I'm used to the. Hey, I'm the frog.
Am I the cube?
All I know is I'm the frog. I got to get across the road. And after that, it's somebody else's problem. Okay. But when it comes to games, NordVPN really unlocks the power of gaming. Okay. You got a game that's not available in your country. What do you want? You want to play, the Wings of Destiny Crusade of Power, and it's only available in what's a different country?
Japan.
Perfect.
Biggest video game. You can do it with NordVPN, gang.
Just change your virtual location. You can unblock your favorite games in geo-restricted servers. You can find discounts available in other regions as well, which I love to do. They got 5,400 servers in 60 countries. Now, you can also game securely. Hey, are you worried about your tower coming under attack from various bad guys and enemies and so forth? Well, don't worry about that with NordVPN, because you can avoid DDoS attacks. You can block malware-ridden websites. You can secure browser traffic without affecting latency. And they've got next-generation encryption. You'll be thinking you're encrypting stuff in the future, like some of your favorite Time Warriors from the Time Warriors
of
series of the future game. And boy, they've got their time blasters out, and they're ready to score. You want to try NordVPN for yourself and take gaming to the next, and I'm doing the big finger quotes on this level? Yes. They didn't even write that. I wrote that. Okay. Get NordVPN, an exclusive deal at NordVPN.com/YKS to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus a bonus gift. It's completely risk-free, unlike games these days, with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your exclusive NordVPN deal at NordVPN.com/YKS, and don't forget to open up the treasure of the discount when you use the code YKS, and you'll get bonus points. You'll get bonus points at the...
Ugh, Dan just cut it.
Okay.
Ugh.
Six pack time. Time to the six pack time, guys. Don't mind me. I'll just be clearing my throat during the theme song. Mike.
What was that, dude?
Well, it was really obnoxious, whatever it was. What's the first one you got?
Don't ever do that again. The first one I got is called Dad AF. Dad AF. JF. Dad AF apparel. Dad gear with attitude for all the perfect or fabulously imperfect dads. In this crazy, mixed-up world.
Oh, this is me.
this is me AF, yeah.
Yeah, this is. This is a clothing line, you said, Mike?
This is a clothing line for dads, by dads, JF. Now, the guy behind this is a former Marine, I believe,
JF.
Former United States Marine, proud father of three. So this guy knows a thing or two about the dad space.
I'll say. No, I'm not talking about my bod either, although these days. Oh, boy.
What?
Well, hello? 10% of their sales go to forward deployed
troops.
Yeah,
I like that. I always love when a fucking company or something's like veteran owned. We care about our vets and we need to bring them all home, pal Mia. And then they're like, and we also do 1% of total revenue before taxes. And we buy stocks.
We buy stocks
for homeless vets.
If they come home alive, they are allowed at their option to pay a discounted rate for the stock that we have purchased in their name. Isn't that nice? Everybody's tearing up when they hear about the troop stock buyback program. I'd like to see the video because I want to see some of this stuff really get shown off.
Okay, hit that play button.
Yeah. What?
There we go. There's a guy wearing a shirt.
No.
They made this rap song for this campaign specifically for it. hell of a theme song.
These are Photoshops as well.
You think so?
That first one with the guy with no head was... This is fake here, I think.
Huh.
Doesn't that look fake to you? I can tell because of the pixels.
What do you mean? You think they just mocked it up?
Those look like mock-ups
yeah,
to me.
Course
yeah,
of course they did, yeah. Using somebody else's song.
Why? So, yeah, what was the song? So, first of all... They ripped off the song because the song wasn't for this. But also, the song itself felt like a ripoff because he started out saying, like, Cash Money and stuff like that, which I thought...
Kevin Rudolph, I Made It. Cash Money Heroes is the name of the... The name of the song.
Yeah. Cash Money Heroes. Private Jets.
So it's got Birdman, Lil Wayne on it.
Is
2010.
Is that real? Is that really a Cash Money thing?
That's a Cash Money song, yeah.
I've never heard that, and it
Kevin
sounds
Rudolph,
really bad.
Birdman, Jay Sean, Lil Wayne. Never heard of Kevin Rudolph.
That doesn't sound like the typical quality I associate with Cash Money records. That feels like an off day there. Dads are worth celebrating. Agree with that. This brand will do exactly that. We're going to have a little fun while we're doing it. So will you, our customers. Really, our partners. That's awesome. I like feeling like I'm a partner instead of a customer. That makes me feel like I want to buy more into
Here's
the brand.
Another clip of that song, I think.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Ah, that really is dad AF there. My name is Brian. I'm the proud father of three young men, and the greatest joy I've ever felt was being a dad to my sons. And that includes when Aaron Rodgers finally won a Super Bowl for the Packers and McDonald's announced they were bringing the McRib back. That's very funny, Brian. Very funny.
Very funny.
I'm so glad the Packers finally won a Super Bowl. That must have been really tough for you, waiting for the Packers to win a Super Bowl. What's wrong with you?
Boy. Dad AF.
Well, did we even say what it looks like? I don't think we even mentioned what it actually...
It's like a... it's just the words Dad AF with like a...
Yeah.
Little crown type icon above it or something like that. Not
hard
very,
to really even see what it is. Vaguely says, military, I guess.
I have a wonderful girlfriend, Deneen. She also loves dads, specifically her dad. So with her support, I decided to do something to celebrate dads, and Dad AF was born. Dads are worth celebrating, and this brand will do exactly that. And we're going to have a little fun while we're doing it. So will you, our customers, really our partners.
Hey, listen. I tell you one thing about his girlfriend. She makes a hell of an AV receiver. Dan?
What? Deneen? I wasn't paying attention.
Deneen AV receiver?
Deneen?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not a great one, but okay.
Okay, bastard.
Okay, bastard.
I meant the receiver, not the joke. The joke's fine.
Okay. We also decided to donate 10% of our sales to forward deployed troops. Hey. Kind of feel like shit if you're a rear deployed troop right about now, huh?
Oh, brother. I think I had one of those this morning when I was on the toilet. This is what the show needs to be about. This is what the show is.
Oops, I just farted.
That's the show. Oh, boy. $253 pledge of $45,000. Like, can we talk about the $45,000? What are you doing? You look right now. We have some great YKS merch available for purchase. And all you have to do
thousandpoundhead.com.
All you have to do is
kickstarter.com/shop.
You just have to. I don't know if that one works. Does that one work?
I don't know.
Okay. All you have to do is get your little store, and they'll just print it on demand, and you can say, "What are you doing with $45,000? Are you buying? Are you buying like?" 800 coffee mugs that say Dad AF on them and then just keeping those in your garage in case somebody wants them. I hope you're doing that because that's very funny to do.
It's actually shop.yourkickstartersucks.com, JF.
Thank you, Mike. Six backers, 26 days to go. It looks like you can get a lanyard for $12. Military guys love those. $20 on the mug, $30 on the tee, $50 for the hoodie, $95 for the tracker, the trucker sat, sorry, and backpack.
Trucker sat?
No, I didn't
now
say
it does
that.
Say our products are sourced with the highest quality materials, JF.
Mm-hmm.
These are gonna be some Gildan shits.
If these are not Gildan or Beefy Tea, I'll order one and eat it. How about that? And also, heads up, I'm lying. I'm not going to do any of that.
It's a joke. I'm not going to do it.
A comedy podcast. Okay. I'm trying to put a smile on your fucking face.
I'm a liar.
Everything I've ever said on here is a lie. That's Dad AF Apparel, 253 of 45K. Not good. Not too good.
Somewhere.
Wow. I've got one. This is fun. Talk about shopping. How about this? A safer hand grip that can work on any shopping cart. Safety grip will change the way we go shopping. Now, our friends in the military are probably like this, because this looks like a badass piece of tech you might have.
It does look awesome.
A Humvee.
This is what? Two handles, two bicycle handles with a cord in between them, like a pair of nomchucks, JF. Yep.
Absolutely.
Like a pair of nomchucks, and you slap her on your the handle of your cart or buggy if you're one of those guys.
You ever hear that?
You ever hear them say buggy?
I think, is that up north people say buggy?
Do people say carriage for that, or did I just imagine it?
I don't think I've ever heard anyone. You know, they're called bass carts. Have you ever seen that on the sign?
They are not called that.
It says, like, please do not remove bass cart from the shopping facility. Yeah, it's disgusting.
I just got, like, a bunch of water in my, like, a watery mouth.
I know.
I'm prepared. My body's preparing me to throw up, I think.
It's because your body doesn't want your teeth to be damaged bass from the cart. Bile from your colon coming up through your gut hole. That's why it does that. Get a tissue.
Get a tissue. A safer hand grip that will work on any shopping cart.
Sorry. I'm picturing you barfing into an outstretched tissue and it just getting fucking shredded.
A single.
Oh boy. Yeah. I don't know what this is, but let's hit play. All right. We've got a flattened 3D image.
We've all been there. First line of it.
Perfect.
At the grocery store, getting ready to grab a cart, but are faced with that slick, germy cart handle staring back at you. Let's not worry about the cringe factor we have by
wrong use of cringe factor here.
Yeah, that is the, you know, POV. You're at the supermarket.
For real. The cringe factor is you making the video about someone freaking out about touching the cart when there's the Lysol wipe right there. What do you mean? Slick? If you want to say it's, you know, and, you know, hey, look, obviously everybody's got damn sick. Everybody's sick. Everybody's sick of being sick at this, the last couple years, right? Yeah. I'm not gonna fault you for saying I don't want to get sick at the grocery store. But it's slick? What is it, careening out of your hands? You're going on the pasta aisle? What's going on with the...
I get sick nowadays. I get sick as I'm checking out, looking at the fucking prices these motherfuckers. set.
Are you not checking the prices before you put the stuff in your cart?
No, I don't look until I get to the fucking checkout, and that's what pisses me off so bad.
I wait until I see the statement on my credit card so I can freak out.
I probably should look at it while I'm buying it. Just not even putting it in the cart could save me a lot of fucking heartache.
Oh, Jesus.
Touching the shopping carts anymore. Introducing Safety Grip, the new attachment for the handlebars of a shopping cart, making for a stronger, cleaner, and more familiar touch. Safety Grip was developed by a veteran and could not be easier to use.
Who?
We love our veterans.
Who
we love
cares?
Our veterans.
Why would that
and
affect
me? And I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Looking at the shopping cart with your... We
veteran
salute you.
Owned. Hey, sorry. If you're a veteran, you gotta find something to do.
You can't just start a business.
Crap.
Do you guys think is it like how when you first join the army, you think you get like a Mustang? Like you just think, oh, I just get a Mustang or a Jeep.
My college is gonna be paid for.
And then you go, okay, I'm done with my tour of duty, doing the most evil things on the planet. Now it's time to come back home. I guess I'll start a business. You don't just get a business. You don't just start. You get a job. I know who's saying that.
I see. I keep seeing these, you know, ads for like, did you know that you can borrow against your health and you can borrow $50,000 against your health insurance or life insurance and then the government will give you $100,000 to start a business and you can just do this in multiple.
Oh boy.
Like I just keep getting those things like the hustlers, the grind set guys like doing that shit all the time.
So somehow your account has been flagged as stupid guy.
Yeah, I don't get it. What the heck?
What the hell? What the hell, TikTok?
Simply remove from its packaging, attach to the cart's handlebars, and start your worry-free shopping. Cringe problems solved.
Still not. Again. You're not doing it right. You're doing it weird.
Nobody's cringing.
There. At Safety Grip, we are on a mission to create several new innovative products to better serve our community.
Why?
Funds generated from our products will help make a difference in the community, to help the homeless and create nationwide change.
How's that?
But we can't do your help with the production.
It's as unspecific as possible.
Increase awareness and be the step.
Increase awareness, help the homeless, veteran owned. We've all been there.
Come on, dude. That's straight
up
fucking
timer.
This is nasty.
They hit all the bullet points.
They really did. Also, I mean, you can't tell, of course, because you're not watching the video, but the video is they hired somebody from Fiverr or Upwork or whatever to stand in front of the green screen and cut the video.
Now, I Googled shopping carriage, JF. Guess what came up? Shopping cart. So I guess I'm right about
zero results? And you're wrong. Did it say it was zero results, you said?
No, it does say shopping cart on all of it. So it feels like maybe Google's just interpreting what I'm putting in and giving me the correct answer, but still kind of right. 50
shopping carriage. Did you mean shopping cart or are you some weird freak?
We're both right.
Here we go.
I don't like calling it a buggy though. I don't like that.
I'll never say buggy. Buggy is something else. And also buggy I would never say
buggy
that.
Buggy has
either.
Like six legs and it's crawling all over you. I don't.
Now I'm going to throw up.
Now.
Give me a tissue. Our purpose for wanting to start this campaign was to have a baseline of capital to start the manufacturing of the safe. This guy read one book and he's like, all right, I know what I got to say. I got to say capital instead of money. We've done so much for the startup of the company with the blueprint, the 3D CAD files and more. Oh, they got 3D CAD files. So we have what we need to get started, except for the funds to move forward to manufacturing. We've been in contact with several manufacturers who laughed really hard when we explained what we were trying to do. And they can also produce the product and take all of our money away from us. We are hoping that with this campaign, we are able to move forward with manufacturing, covering any costs that the manufacturer may change, both the production and design teams. I'm trying to see now if I'm finding anything about the helping the homeless or the charity aspect here. Spread the word, branding. It could be, there's a lot that goes into branding this product, but it could be the beginning of branding veteran support everywhere. I don't know what that means. It could be the beginning of branding veteran support everywhere. Oh, no. Not sure what that means. I did notice also that they're capitalizing veteran throughout the campaign, which is sort of an idea of where this guy's head is at. $25, you get the veteran grip. It says that will display your support for our military. Not sure if it's like, if it looks different, does it say I love the military on there? Because this is just like a plain gray.
Yeah. Like a handlebar, basically.
You know what it is? It's like the end of a jump rope.
Yeah.
That's what they've put on your shopping cart. And that will help the homeless, of course. $500. This contribution would not only supply you with the finished product and design of your choice, but also a certificate of appreciation from Safety Grip LLC. Very cool. Well, that's what I'm going for. I will be giving this guy with no ideas $500, and I will get a certificate in return. So it sounds like I'm back in college. Is that? Anyway, bring some hand sanitizer, man. You're going to be fine. $151 pledge of $40,000, two backers. 50 days to go. Don't know too much about this stuff, but it seems pretty goofy. To this store goer here, I'll just put my hands on the cart and I'll wash them afterwards. Because also, look, not for nothing, but you don't want to touch the cart when you're in the store. Where's your food going?
Yeah.
Isn't your food
going in the car? It's going in the carriage.
You're putting your onion where somebody's baby took a big diaper shit earlier, right? Like, you're just, what are you doing? Anyway, safety grip. No, thank you. Mike, what do you got?
Hang on. Let me just take a break real quick. Yeah.
Mike, I think you left the microphone on when you went to the bathroom, buddy. He didn't take his headphones. Great. Now Dan's going to have to cut out the part where Mike took a big shit in the middle of the episode.
Do you think that's what his shit sounds like?
Yeah, what?
How to make card games you can sell.
Been having a lot of diarrhea recently, so to me, it just everything. Shitting out a lot of liquid. What do you say?
Learn to make any kind of card game you can sell, like playing cards, tarot cards, coaching cards, and more.
Now, is this veteran-owned?
This comes to us from Jacob Morris, who is, I don't believe he's a veteran, JF.
Hey, if you need to know if somebody's a veteran, just wait. They'll tell you. Don't like it when it's turned back on you, do you, assholes? Now, this guy's had a few successful products here. He's done the Values Deck, Personal Values Assessment, the Values Deck German Edition, the Values Deck Animal Kingdom, Kindness for Kids, the Values Deck Corporate Edition, and the Manifest Deck. So this guy has, what the fuck is this? The Values Deck. He raised $12,000 to put out the Values Deck, a card game to help you explore your values based on the theory of basic human values pioneered by psychologist Shalom Schwartz. I had not heard of this myself, but it looks like you can find out if you are clean or if you like politics in this game, which is very important to do in case you ever have to say to someone what your opinion is. What the fuck? What is this? What is the point of this?
Competing values framework. What is this? Relationship-oriented values, change-oriented values. Jeff, I'm going to give it to you straight here. I tried reading about this, but I fell asleep almost immediately on account of how boring and uninteresting it was. So.
Well, let's maybe just stick with the masterclass he's selling here.
Hello, people of Kickstarter. My name is Jacob Morris. I am a creator here on Kickstarter. And first and foremost, I should be saying thank you to all of you because over the last several years, many of you have helped me launch a variety of card games that I have been able to turn into profitable businesses. And
can I for a second bring in our producer, Dan, here? Dan, I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Can you explain how he is recording what he is recording right now? Because it looks like he somehow took a Zoom call of himself and then put it over top of the website he's looking at. Is that what's happening?
I guess so. I didn't even notice he was in there. It's very small for me on my end, but yeah, let's that clip appears that to as be well. What he's done.
Clip that, yeah.
Well, I have sounds a really like tiny he's... dick. What's your...
yeah, I wasn't on the button. It sounds like he's maybe on recording from the wrong input. Like he's doing some amateur type mistake where he's recording from the MacBook Pro onboard microphone or something.
That's okay. It happens to everybody.
I thought, you know, I love making card games so much. I need to create a course on making card games because people ask me all the time, how do you do this? And I was like, you know what? It has taken a lot of work to figure out how to make card games. And what better way than to actually create a course and launch it on Kickstarter in a community of other people that are also making and creating
cards. To me, asking like, how do you make a card? How do you put a card game campaign together on Kickstarter? How do you make a sandwich? Do you know how to, can you tell me how to, I really want to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I'm honestly lost at step one. What do you do? What do you do? You get the bread, then you get
this
the...
guy has definitely found a niche, JF.
Well, he sees a lot of opportunity, whether it's magicians and cardists. Cardists?
I'm a cardist.
You're yes. A cardist?
I'm a cardist. I learned your card?
Nope. Like it. You told me earlier you lived in Arizona for a time.
I did, yeah.
I'm learning something new about you.
I've told you that like 70 times.
I swear, it's something new with you every day. I don't know what to believe anymore. Up is down. You're a cardist from Arizona. I thought you were my friend Mike, the pissing man from Brooklyn, New York. I thought that's what you were all about. Now I find out that you get this
The amazing Mike, the magician. I've been this whole time. That's my greatest trick.
Wow. You've also got metaphysical practitioners on here who could get a hold of this course and figure out how to put card games together. And the amount of lessons in this, truly staggering. Let me ask you this. How many lessons do you think you might need to learn how to put together a card?
Right. It seems like a lot. Cause there's what does he say? 6 hours, 8 hours, 8 hours of video content across 85 lessons.
85 lessons.
He's working for it, bro. This isn't some, you know. This isn't some guy, Jeff.
This isn't some guy. All right, expand on that.
No.
Shit.
Card games may have an interest in creating card games. And my professional background is actually in learning and development. So I thought, hey, why don't I pair the two? I know how to make card games and I know how to teach. So we'll put together a really fantastic course. And that's really what I've been building over the last several months. I have built a website called cardgamemaker.com. And I've created this course around it that you see here on this site. I have not launched this yet, so I'm saving this for Kickstarter because I think this is a wonderful community, and I want to start here and bring people into the fold of what I'm trying to build here. So I've started to create this course. It currently has 85 lessons to it, over 8 hours.
You know what? The guy seems perfectly nice. And the website seems well put together. I believe that he has created the 85 lessons.
Yeah.
That you can go. I totally believe all of this stuff.
He's into it.
I guess just as the guy whose job it is to look at all of the card games on Kickstarter, I sort of resent what he is attempting to do a little bit.
Yeah, we hate him. Actively rooting for his downfall.
Do you really think we didn't have enough?
Jacob Morris.
We just did this over the last month, the Make 100 stuff that was on here that was infecting the website as people were like, I made a bunch of magnets or whatever the crap they say all the time when it's Make 100 season on Kickstarter, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want there to be an influx of card games. Cards Against Humanity has been done to death. I don't think we can do any more of it. And I can't talk about tarot on here because everyone will get mad at me. So
yeah.
I just have to let those ones go right by. When they do the Save by the Bell Tarot Kickstarter deck, I just have to go, that is cool. I love Tarot, and I love Save by the Bell, and it looks
Say you hate women and go. Just say you hate women and go, Jeff.
I think that would actually be a more popular thing to say on a podcast. Than... Anyway, how to make card games you can sell, a masterclass, $609 pledge to $500, a reasonable goal, 55 backers, 6 days to go. I don't have anything cruel to say about this guy, except for he is making my life worse by forcing me to look at more cards. So,
fuck you. We hate you. Piece of shit.
That's right. The next one I got for you here. Now, here's somebody who is determined to make everybody's lives a little bit worse with democracy. Yuck. Digital Democracy Project, The Scorecard. Have you ever wished you could tell your legislators exactly how to vote? Well, now you can, and it's right in the palm of your hand. Here we go. Check this out.
Ever wish you could tell your legislators exactly how to vote? Well, now you can. And it's right in the palm of your hands.
Hey, my friend JF just said that.
I tell you what, I have often wished I could do something with something in the palm of my hand and my legislators. I will say that that part does hit for me. I can imagine it. You know, I can feel the weight of whatever it is in my hand.
Yeah. See it in your mind's eye walking through a crowd of people to get to the front.
And then immediately everything changes. You know, that could be kind of cool.
The sun starts shining. Birds start singing.
The Digital Democracy Project is seeking your help to finance the development of our newest feature, the Scorecard. This revolutionary application will compare what voters want to how legislators deliver. First, verified voters. Now, that means U.S. citizens. state residents with a photo ID. Don't forget to upload your photo ID here to prove that your opinion is valid. We'll use our mobile voting app to tell legislators exactly how to vote on each bill being considered in the Capitol. Next, we'll tally up the votes for each legislator. Oh, I've just seen now the guy who invented this has been kidnapped by a militia in Arizona because his tallies don't match the official tallies that they came up with when they were spying on people who were using the app.
Ex-police have zip-tied him in the principal's office.
Jesus fucking Christ. What a dope. Each legislator gets a score from best to worst in the scorecard so that voters know who to reelect and who to toss out at the ballot box. Now, this is a guy who doesn't know anything about literally anything. Do you not know how anything on earth works? Because it seems like, I mean, unless you're doing this so you can scam people out of money, in which case you know more about it than I do.
Vote with my app. What are you talking about?
Insane. A nonprofit here, it says a registered nonpartisan 501c3.
I think I see the problem.
Uh-huh.
An AI technology executive and military veteran. This guy created a digital democracy project to address systemic problems in our electoral system. We need to help our vets, JF.
I didn't realize that this was going to be like a salute to service episode where all the cockamamie ideas were about brain dead veterans, but I guess that's what we ended up with. I cannot believe this guy. Wow, he's got a bunch of different websites. Voting Rights Brigade. No, he just entered the same one twice. All right, moron. You don't put the URL on there twice. VotingRightsBrigade.org. It says they protect the secret ballot. That is cool. This allows us to have confidence that all the vote casts are real and that the blockchain itself cannot be manipulated. Oh, wait a minute.
Cool. It's a blockchain-based voting application.
Did we miss the blockchain part in here somewhere?
Kind of figured because he's like an AI guy or whatever. I figured it was some bullshit.
Oh, boy.
The blockchain stuff, kind of taking a backseat to the AI guys. AI guys now are like,
oh shit, we got
actually the AI is gonna be the future. I know we said, you know, like two months ago that blockchain was it, but this are you is guys, it for real.
You're still on web 3, we're on web 4. It's AI. you have the Florida registered voters, you have the power to influence Florida legislators right on your phone. No, you don't. Not if you're using this app on your phone. You better have some kind of different app on your phone if you want the politicians to listen to what you're saying. It ain't this. This is, to me, really, really ignorant. He wants $20,000 for it. He's raised $651 right now. The rewards that he's giving out are a $50 coffee mug. I mean, now I really do think the government's involved. Come on, dog. Come on. $100 t-shirt or $150 baseball cap. I want to hear more about it, though.
Introducing the Digital Democracy Project, a mobile voting app and online tracking system connecting you.
I'm the guy coming out with a new product and calling it an online tracking system and wondering why it didn't take off. Bro, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's for safety or marketing. You can't say an online tracking app.
To the process, giving you the power. You vote on pending bills, on issues that affect us all, every day, telling legislators how you want them to vote. There's no party politics.
How? How could that be the case?
Featured clients, our platform has been used by governments and political parties in elections around the country. Jackson County, Oregon, Denver votes, Pierce County, Utah County. Massachusetts for Dems, Utah Republican Party, Republican Party of Arizona. So this is out there. People are out there using this.
How could it not be party politics if the parties are using it? I guess I don't understand what does that mean?
This is from county election official who says it was a pleasure to pilot votes, VOATZ. Oh, this is his, this is his other.
Yeah, oh, votes project. Is the other thing that he's done. I don't know if he's doing it or
the blockchain-backed voting. This is the same shit. What's the difference?
Votes is a mobile elections platform that enables citizens to vote without having to visit their polling place or submit a paper ballot via mail. So what they're trying to do is to get people to actually vote on the blockchain using votes, whereas the digital democracy app is not an actual vote. It's meant to just tell people how you want them to vote.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So this could get pretty nasty pretty fast, I think, actually. It's not just a stupid guy. It's a stupid guy who apparently has money that he can afford to throw away.
The worst kind.
Yeah, I mean, really. That is a very dangerous kind. And believe it or not, a stupid guy with a bunch of money happens to be a right-wing psycho, if you can believe it. Very strange, but true. I want to finish this video out. There's unbelievably, he has more to say about it.
No big money.
No big money except for mine. Okay.
And no special interest.
No special interest except for mine.
We only commit what voters want to what legislators actually deliver. And everybody can see it. Your representatives, the media, everybody, all from your phone. Plus, it's absolutely free.
Why wouldn't it be free?
Three, you vote on the same bills as your representatives. We track it online in real time, a running tally. Then we take score. We add up every vote on every issue and we post it. You can see if they have voted with or against the majority. And come election time, now you know the score.
This is really funny. If you go back here to where they're showing the bill. Digital Democracy Scorecard, Bill HB5, reducing fetal and infant mortality. Voters wanted no. Representative voted yes. The accountability score is no. So now we're mad at the representative for voting yes on the reducing fetal and infant mortality bill. There's so many problems with this. I mean, you could take all day describing. Of course, I'll take barely 30 seconds of your time if you don't mind sparing it. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
Nobody. So first of all, the bills are written to be totally impenetrable to anyone. There's no way to know what a bill actually says. You can upload it. No one's going to read it. They're 3,000 pages. And they're fucking insane. And they're written by insane people. Okay, yeah. So you finally issue your own opinion on the fucking bill. The representative's not on here reading it. They don't care what you have to say about anything. Call their office, numbnuts.
Second vacation home or something.
For real. Call and harass the 19-year-old college Republican at their office. And say, I demand a callback right away. You'll get a postcard in the mail telling you to eat shit. And then also you're on their email list.
That's
now
how it works.
That's it.
That's how it works.
That's all you get. Shut up and take it. You're so stupid to think this works. But obviously, now I realize they don't actually think this works. This is just a Trojan horse to get their insane blockchain vote manipulating app into the machine so that the MyPillow guy will be satisfied or whatever the fuck. Anyway. I'm excited for the future of this
country.
You
really want to change politics. I think you need to.
I think you need to take matters into your own hands.
That's right, Mike, with a grassroots protest. Come on, gang. We can do it.
Organizing.
$651 pledge of $20,000. Four backers, 57 days to go. You know what? I might be in the minority on this one, but I actually kind of think this country has a pretty bright future.
It only takes one person, one enterprising individual to take one for the team. What else we got here, JF?
All you, big dog.
We got something called the Crapper. Introducing the Crapper. The real outdoor toilet is designed for use in areas where the comforts of home are just not there. The Crapper.
Now, this is for pooping in the woods, and to me, I would kind of expect if you were going to do the commercial for this, you would make a bear use it, and that would make me laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does a bear shit in the woods? Well,
they
he does
do
now.
Exist. They do shit in the woods.
Oh, my God.
They got rid of all those M&Ms.
That's what I was going to say. What does Santa Claus think now? Because he basically just met the M&Ms, and now they took them out behind the shed. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Santa walking up on the corpses of all his friends, the M&Ms. What did you do? What's in the box? And it's the M&M with his head cut off. That's fucking sad, man.
All because they tried to tell people what genitals they had and stuff.
Well,
wasn't that a thing?
The M&Ms were wokies. I don't know. I actually don't know what it was. I know that everyone was mad, and I don't know if it's because...
Why were people mad about the M&Ms?
Was there a trans M&M? Was there a non-binary M&M? And then did the M&M say what their pronouns were before they got eaten? What was it?
Boy, it's Mars, the maker of M&M's, announced the sale of a limited time packages of M&M's featuring its female character colors, purple, brown, and green. The trio of female M&M's is shown upside down on the bag's packaging to, quote, celebrate women everywhere who are flipping the status quo.
What? They did a different colorway of M&M's box? That's what it was?
Yeah. Y'all got these lesbian M&M's on here.
That is psychotic. I mean, it's all psychotic. It would be psychotic no matter what, but that's so much less than I even thought. You know there was
They're
a lady
bisexual, M&M. Bisexual M&M's on there.
What was that? Wasn't somebody talking about the shoes that they were wearing too? Or was that a joke? I actually don't know if that's real.
I think if memory serves that the green M&M used to wear a nice pair of high heels, JF, and they recently changed that. And I'll send you a petition later on.
Okay.
You can make your voice be heard on that issue also. Bring them back, put them in high heels, put them in some skimpy clothes also. I want to see that.
Is that what it boils down to? The M&M wasn't like slutty enough? Is that what it was?
They went woke, yeah. They gave them boots or something.
I can't fucking believe that's what it is. That's so much dumber than I even thought. M&M's aren't even, they're not even good. I guess I have to eat them now as an ally. I have to like be supportive of M&M's because they're, or wait, do I? Did they fight back or did they lie down? What did they do?
They rolled over and changed their whole thing. Maya Rudolph is in there now. She's a spokesperson, so it's going to be... Yeah. Maya Rudolph and Santa Claus come Christmas time.
So now what should I do in order to be a good person? I should not eat the M&Ms anymore because they're not.
I don't know.
Or wait, is eating them killing them? Is that good?
I don't know.
Tell me what to do with my candy, Mike. Just fucking tell me what to do.
I just want to do the right thing.
Well, I just want to do the correct candy thing at this point.
Oh man, look here. It says, M&M's became the focus of a partisan backlash after the brand made a number of stylistic tweaks to its cast of spokes candies last year. In January 2022, the brand replaced the green M&M's knee-high boots with flats and swapped the brown M&M's stilettos for lower heels. They went woke.
They changed the shoes.
Mind virus. Run amok, JF.
My God, that's awesome.
They used to be fucking sexy. They used to wear fucking sexy shoes. I can't even fucking nut. I'm pounding my fucking dick for a fucking hour on these goddamn things. I can't even fucking come.
We got to get you back on Fortnite, my brother. Introducing the Crapper. The real outdoor toilet is designed for use in areas where the comforts of home are just not there. Let's get back to business. We need to be talking about poo-poo, Mike.
Vacationing the outdoors is the escape we all need. But when nature calls, there's only one solution.
I gotta shit.
The on-the-go lavatory you need when you've gotta go. Made from durable powder-coated steel and tested up to 500 pounds, the Crapper is built to last. Setup takes less than 2 minutes and includes a fold-out toilet paper holder, as well as a bag hookup to collect unwanted waste.
Ugh.
Unwanted waste?
Showering unit.
What about the waste I want?
The Crapper is stable against any size tree and has an adjustable height for your preferred comfort level. And remember, the deeper the squat, the better the performance. The Crapper Wrapper privacy curtain has a see-through mesh for the user to observe their surroundings.
I love that.
And has a variety of curtain styles to choose from. The camouflage designs allow for the Crapper to...
Look at that! It blends right in!
Yeah.
Regardless how you use it, the Crapper breaks down just as easy.
Says it's folding curtain makes a perfect tree blind.
Transport and storage. The Crapper is ideal for so many, from razor riders to RV boondockers, helping extend their black tank life. And with a lifetime guarantee, the Crapper is
simply
the best outdoor toilet on the market.
So, here's the thing. It sounds like it's a joke, but I think it is real, but they're just having fun with it. And I actually do think it's a good, it seems like a good part. They thought of it. They thought everything out.
It's great. It's a stainless steel, I want to say like a T-bar type construction, like
I'll take the boba.
That wraps to a tree and kind of wenches to a tree, JF. And you sit on the motherfucker. And I guess what you're supposed to do is push with like your lower intestine or push.
You don't know. Wait, Do you not know how to shit?
What?
Do you not know how to make a poopy?
I guess what you do is like sit down and like push mega hard.
No, hang on. Hang on.
You pass out.
Hang on, man. Hang on. No.
Hi, I'm Gary Gumbar, and I came up with the idea, this idea out of necessity. I love camping and the outdoors, hunting and riding razors.
What's that?
A razor? I guess that's a four-wheeler, maybe.
I don't know.
Because they had one in the video.
Yeah.
So this is, a guy invented a thing that you, what I don't like about this campaign, JF, and you'll see it when you scroll down here real quick.
Uh-huh.
The guy used that fucking AI shit.
Oh. AR
for it.
So it's like a guy, it's like a lumberjack and he's holding a huge roll of toilet paper. Is that what you're saying is AI?
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the fingers on all the guys or whatever.
Oh yeah, you're right. He's doing like the pointer finger and the ring finger. Yeah, that's a weird way of... That's interesting. It looks pretty good. He got this out of it, though. It's pretty much exactly what he wanted. Yeah. A lumberjack holding a roll of toilet paper. I'd be curious to see what his input is.
With a reindeer beside him or something. I don't know what that's...
Yeah, I don't know what that is, yeah.
I mean, the product itself looks fine. It's a fucking thing that you can shit on or whatever, shit through or... God, I don't know. I don't know how to fucking do it. Okay.
I know. I'll come over this week and we'll go over some things, some etiquette. The reason I like this one is
how the fuck do you do it?
I know. How does it come out? Yeah. It's we'll talk about it. I'll show you a few moves.
I usually just wake up and it's there. I don't
The thing I like about this is it looks like an Ernest product. This looks like something Ernest would be using in the opening scene.
Yes.
Of an Ernest movie.
When the music would be...
Yeah. There wouldn't be a privacy curtain, but he would sit down on the crapper and he would unfold the newspaper. He would fold the newspaper up, he would wipe his butt with the newspaper, and then he'd turn around and he would say the ee thing because he smells the poopy. Then he goes to bags up the poopy and he throws it and then it hits like something funny or someone. Maybe there's somebody
you
who's
can
always
imagine what he would,
you know.
He's Ernest.
He's Ernest, man. The sky's the limit with the kind of stuff you can put him in any situation. He can do whatever you ask.
I mean the product, yeah, like I said, I mean it works or whatever and looks it is what it is, buddy. Oh,
you can't be down to it is what it is. Come on, you gotta have
it is what it is. How much is this little motherfucker?
$89.
Now that I don't like. But I guess it is like super heavy duty. It says it holds up to,
I'll say,
500 pounds.
What have you been eating?
Heavy duty.
Yeah.
Love it.
And
love
By the way, the one earlier was for T-Bar. I didn't know if you, because you didn't really react to it. T-Bar.
It's the crapper, $206, pledged of $58,120. Very specific goal. Six backers, 42 days to go.
So
this one's fine.
It's fine. I just like it. If you make a poopy product on here, we're going to get it. So it's fun. I was just looking over at the other screen here. I was watching the Shazam
movie.
Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer. I was watching it. Zachary Levi punching a big dragon. But I guess he's either an anti-vax guy or he's like not doing enough to dispel the idea that he's an anti-vax guy. I woke up this morning. I saw he was trending on Twitter for saying Pfizer is like one of the most dangerous companies in America or whatever. I think he might've tried to cover it up with a thing that was like, maybe something legitimately did happen. And he was like, this is what I'm talking about here, but it definitely does give the vibe of, you know,
real squirrely, like very vague on purpose. Draw your own conclusions, do your own research. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
one of those types of guys,
kind of an Aaron Rodgers type of thing from him a little bit. Yeah, Aaron, did you know?
There's a guy who's got hamburger for brains.
I actually didn't know that Big Pharma was the reason that people didn't like him, though, and that was interesting when he pointed that out because I don't like him. And here I was thinking the whole time it was just because he just looks like a jerk and he stinks. And I've had him on my fantasy team for like 10 years and he fucking sucks every year. And I didn't know if that, I thought maybe that was it, but I guess I was cashing the Pfizer check, which would have helped because, I mean, like you said, the way eggs are going. The crapper, $206. Yeah, that's not too, this is better than $200. This is a better product than $200. Come on.
Right.
Y'all are out riding razors, and what are you doing? You just shitting on yourself?
You just fucking shitting your pants or something?
That's ridiculous. I like this one. I support it. I think, if I can be honest for a second, the thing where the privacy curtain comes around and then there's the little mesh thing right at eye level so that you can see if a bear is coming to eat you while you're shitting. I think that's really smart. I think that's a well thought out. I wouldn't have thought of that. I wouldn't have thought of the privacy curtain because in my mind, I'm like, I'm in the woods. I'm taking a shit. What's the worst that could happen?
Who cares?
They went the extra mile with it. I don't care. I'll take a shit. I'll take a shit in front of you. I don't give a rat's ass. It's your fault. You're the one looking at it.
You have several times. Yeah, I've asked you to stop.
And you got to
be uncomfortable. Yeah,
you got to go. You got to go, dude. I told you I've been on this fiber stuff for a while. Now, are you on your fiber? You eating your fiber? You're not.
Probably. I don't know.
He's not eating it. All right, guys. Well, from shit to sex. This is the final Kickstarter of the six. What? Sometimes I have to say stuff.
Yeah.
You have to force yourself to say things that'll be like possibly the title of the episode. So sometimes I say stuff like that so that I can.
Just don't fucking call it anything. This is the kinky light, JF.
This is the kinky light, Mike. Ooh, a big smile on Dan's face for this one. The kinky light enables you to have kinky restraints in your bedroom without family and friends noticing.
Whoa.
It's nothing but a bedside lamp. Oh, you got fooled. That's actually where I fuck my wife. Now, Kinky Light is a project that has been inspired by my daily life. This guy's lucky, huh? As a kinkster, you mostly have to hide your kinky BDSM bondage lifestyle from the people surrounding you. This is why, and all, look, not for nothing, but the guy did come up with the product called...
I let my freak flag fly.
The guy did say he's a kinkster, and he used his real full name and an image of his face on the project page, which, like, look, I don't think there's nothing to hide about wanting to fuck your wife or whatever you got going on over there, but if you're going to say I'm scared to tell people...
Hey, if you want
to
fuck your wife, that's your own business, you know?
Hey, couldn't
that's
be me.
That's between you and your wife.
And God. But it does sort of
what
defeat
happens
the purpose.
Between you and your wife in your bedroom, not my business.
Unless I'm one of the guys who shows up and helps do some of the stuff to your wife while you sit in the corner, then I guess in that case, that is my business and business is good. Anyways, must not be that shameful if you're putting your face on it. Anyways, he says, this is why I came up with Kinky Light. It enables you to have kinky restraints in your bedroom while maintaining the look and integrity of the room and hiding your privates from family and friends. Well, I hope they're not looking at my privates. Hello. My cock. So here's the working prototype here. You can see it's, so what you've got basically is, it looks like a little plastic bracket with a metal hook that sits in the center of the bracket. And you've also got a little light that is really the ugliest and strangest light I've ever seen in my life that will immediately attract attention to anyone who is in your room. Because it looks like, you know what it looks like to me? I don't know. Did you ever see those things where IKEA hooked up with Sonos, I guess, and they made like a lamp that has a speaker in it? Did you ever see those?
I did not see those.
So it's like, it's like something that it looks like something else, but then it has like the speaker mesh fabric over the front of it to indicate that sound comes out of it.
Yeah.
And that to me doesn't look like a lamp because there's no lamp part of it. And I love lamp, but you got the power button on the front of it that looks like... that's like the power button you would see on like a computer, or then the lamp part is just the thing behind it. Like you wrap the LED tape around the backside of a speaker. It looks like a speaker, not a lamp, which people are going to say, oh, you got speakers in your room, 5.1 surround sound, huh? Now. Yeah. Let me pop this off and see what you got behind. What the hell is this, a hook for fucking your wife? And then you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
And then you're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble. Then now people know you like to fuck.
Well,
your wife.
I mean, it's like, I always fucking suspected that was the case about you, you motherfucker. I knew you were fucking your wife. This is like a small square nightlight thing that pops over a metal hook bracket that goes in your wall that you mount to a stud or whatever.
But it doesn't look like a light.
It doesn't look like a great light, but also when you want to get down and start fucking each other and stuff like that, you got to take the light off the wall. And
pop now you don't have a lamp anymore.
Now you don't have a light. Fucking in the dark.
What are you? Where are you going
to
stick that thing?
You see that?
Jesus Christ!
I don't even know where you're putting the goddamn thing.
I got all my ropes out, and then I take the.
It's my eye. Ah.
This is nuts. Come on. I think there probably is a way to do this. I don't know what it would be, but you could probably figure
it out. I mean, you got to get it to the bed frame, right? I mean, with the headboard and stuff. I mean, this is for this bed they show in the photo here in the video. It just has like the headboard.
It's the cloth headboard, so you probably wouldn't be able to do anything there.
Tie it to the bed frame if you wanted to or something, you know.
Probably like on the back. Yeah, you could like stick a hook out of the back, like a little eye hook on the back. Well, eye hook. It's going to be too expensive now because Apple's got their
claws.
You put it on the back and then, yeah, you just tie it to the frame back there. You could definitely do it that way. And then
you do it? Yeah. You just tie it to the frame, I guess.
How do I do it when I'm fucking my wife? With a bunch of ropes and stuff like that. Jeez, yeah, I don't know.
She comes in and you're all tired, and she just shakes her head and walks out. We're not doing this.
I did it wrong.
We're not doing this tonight.
The first time I tried to be a kinkster in BDSM, I did it so wrong. I was like, I went to the store, I got some rope, and what I did was I tied a knot on one end, and then I threw the other end over a beam. And I got up on my stool, right? And I said, come in here and kick the stool out from him. And she goes, that's not what I... this ain't what I had in mind, you old so-and-so. And I said, no, do it. No, do it. It'll help me come. But this looks like... It's a 3D printed thing. So to me, if you're the guy who can satisfy all of your kinky cravings... There's the episode title. With a 3D printer, I think... I think you should go. You should definitely do it, but it doesn't mean it's a mass market product. And I think even if you want the hook in the wall, why don't you just put a normal lamp in front of it? Right, just like a big lamp that just sits in front of the hook. And also, don't have people in your bedroom that you're not fucking. Like, what is the?
Yeah.
Are you giving people tours of your bedroom?
Put a lock on that.
Hope you don't find anything in there. Haha. What are you doing? Is your mom coming over to make sure you're not fucking your wife? What's your setup?
Room inspection. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's maybe a gap that you can settle in between like having like an Inspector Gadget type bedroom where you push a button and a bunch of lube shoots out of the walls onto the bed. And then also like just storing your dildo collection on a shelf, like behind the bed. Maybe there's like a happy medium in between those two. Like you could get like a little. Where do I keep all of my dildos? In my ass, stupid. You don't know how to do anything with your asshole.
That's the six pack. That was episode 288. The untitled episode.
It's going to be kinky. What did I say? Kinky Cravesters? Fuck, I forgot what
kinky,
it was.
Kinky Boy?
I forgot what it was. That's what I'm naming it. That was a lot of fun, Mike. I think we do have time for one more segment on the show. It's called Let's Come Up With Funny Titles for the Episode. Just kidding. It's called That's Where You Come In.
Ooh, you're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 540 West Main Street, 209 Gallaudet, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
Update from Stefan. He says, I love when a shit has a bend in it.
That's it?
I love...
What's that?
I love when a shit has a bend in it like that. Because the shit he sent had the little corner.
Yeah, it did.
Do you remember... He says he likes
What's going on with him, you think?
I don't know. I think he's...
He's really lost it since he's lost his job, huh?
I mean, no joke. Like,
I'm a little worried about him.
Any of you guys talk to him or anything?
I was thinking about calling him and maybe going and seeing if he wants to hang out.
Or fucking call his parents or something or see what's...
I have called his parents and told them that I suspect him of being a kinkster a number of times. And
I've called his parents and I've been harassing them. Yeah, but we haven't gotten around to talking about stuff. I've just been doing it anonymous
phone harassment.
Your son is dead.
That's where you come in. Now, this one is from our friend Randolph Duke in the Piscord, who says, Mike and JF, how does it feel to be big time philanthropists? And you see here, first of all, hey, Randolph, we got your credit card number because you attached the receipt and it only blocked out 12 of the 16 numbers on the credit card. So it's just a puzzle piece now. And you know how much I love puzzles. I can't wait to put this together. Plus, I got the authorization code. So I'll be calling in and making sure that the transaction went through. Oh, well, sir, what's your authorization code? Oh, well, it's 16QP. Whatever. I'm Randolph Duke, by the way, if anyone asks. Oh, right away, sir. Well, here's your credit card number. I'll read it back to you over the phone so you can have it wherever you are. Thank you. Thank you to my friends at NPR for helping us steal the identity of all our various Piscord.
Totally
ripping you off. Yeah. $10 here to NPR Nashville Public Radio membership department. I get so confused. Is it National Public Radio or Nashville Public Radio? I get confused.
It's Mike. Nashville Public Radio.
But do they have two different ones or is it the same one? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that is it does work both ways. It is National Public Radio also.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's like, what if it's like Minnesota? Is that MPR? Or do they still say NPR? Or is it different numbers? Is it different places?
I don't fucking know.
So this is what I'm saying.
I don't fucking know.
This is what I'm saying. And I already said how much I love puzzles, so I'll be unraveling this one. You can believe that. I'll be finding out what's going on.
About
this
all day long. Duke, you set him on course for he's going to fucking waste his entire day now.
The mystery of public radio. I can't wait to solve this one. This is going to be a trophy in my dildo case. I'll tell you that much right now. Thank you, Randolph Duke. And I guess this was sort of the bounty you had to pay to get your question answered. If you guys have a question you want us to ask, I guess just donate $10 to a radio station and we'll read it on the show. That's how simple we are. Randolph asks, my wife has a gift card for the right-wing country music guy's restaurant downtown. She's making me go eat there because she is very thrifty. What can I wear to let everyone know that I don't belong there and I don't want to be there? Great question. Randolph, of course, I'm obligated to say any of our fine merch at shop.yourkickstartersucks.com I think would really tell those right-wing bozos where they can stick their bad attitudes, and it's where the sun don't shine. Although if you wore I'm a Dumb Shithead, if you wore the I'm a Dumb Shithead hat to the place, they might say, welcome, friend. Knowing some of the guys. Mike, are you even on the call anymore?
I think it might be funny if he wore an explosive belt or like a vest of some type, with like a detonator, packed with ball bearings, nails, screws and bolts, and shrapnel, just loose pieces of metal. I think that might be a funny gag at the Kid Rock honk. Was
did you put that in the story yet, by the way? Because we talked about maybe.
Yeah, there's a suicide vest in the store now.
Hey, man. I saw you texted, but I'm driving, so maybe call me so I can see what you want from me. Bye.
Didn't want anything. Just checking in.